Usually when a utility wants to build a new coal-burning power plant, the fight is on. The utility is challenged by environmental groups every step of the permitting process. Then, more times than not, the utility and the environmentalists take the fight to the courts. It means years of delays and millions of dollars of legal bills. But that didn't happen here. Construction workers are erecting the superstructure of a new $500 million coal-burning power plant. This power plant is scheduled to go online in 2 years. When it's complete, it'll use the latest technology to reduce the nastiest pollutants from its smokestack: sulfur dioxide, nitrous oxides, and mercury. And this power plant is much more efficient. Jay Bartlett is the chief utilities engineer with City Water, Light, and Power in Springfield, Illinois. He says compared to the utility's older power plants next door, the new plant will burn about 20% less coal to produce the same amount of electricity.
It takes about 1.4 pounds of coal to make a kilowatt of electricity from that plant over there. This plant will be, you know, in the 0.85 range.
And that will mean electricity bills for ratepayers won't have to go up. It also means the net amount of greenhouse gases is reduced. That makes the environmentalists smile, and that's no accident. Jay Bartlett says after being contacted by the local Sierra Club, the power company and the environmentalists decided to talk.
It was our goal when we sat down with the Sierra Club, saying, you know we can fight this out, and it will cost both sides lots and lots of money, but will anything good come out of this in the end? And we both decided that something better could come out of spending those dollars. And what that was investing in wind, investing in better pollution control products for this plant to make it as clean as it can possibly be and move forward.
No one really thought this would happen. Not the utility, not the regulators, and not the environmentalists. At a downtown coffee shop, Will Reynolds still seems a little surprised. He's with the local Sierra Club chapter that work with Springfield's City Water, Light, and Power.
Yeah, at the start of this, I thought there was no chance for any kind of agreement or compromise. But by the end of it, we had an agreement that reduced the CO2 to Kyoto Treaty levels. We had a utility that was able to build a power plant to have a stable, efficient power supply, which is what they were looking for as a small municipal utility. And in the end, I think it was a win-win for everybody.
What the two sides agreed to is this: the best off-the-shelf equipment to control pollution better than the law requires. And to offset the CO2 produced by the plant, the utility signed an agreement with an Iowa wind power company to provide part of Springfield's electricity.
You know, Springfield is a small, pretty conservative town that just took a huge step forward and showed what can be done realistically to reduce our global warming emissions. And we're able to do it and still provide for our power, still have affordable, reliable power for the entire city. So if Springfield can do it, then other cities can do it.
The state regulating agency, the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency, applauded the efforts. Illinois is a coal-producing state and has been encouraging power companies to clean up their plants so that coal can still be used without as many pollution worries. The agency's director, Doug Scott, says the Springfield Utilities efforts will be a model for other power companies.
I mean, all of the things that they did and the things that they worked out with Sierra Club, the extra reductions that they're getting over and above what they would have had to have done in a normal permitting sense. I mean, I think that they were looking at trying to be good stewards of the environment as well as being responsive to their ratepayers as well.
And Scott says that's key because it's plentiful and domestic. Coal is not going away. Scott says this can work not just for municipal electric utilities, but private power companies can keep shareholders happy, keep ratepayers happy, and keep the skies clearer by updating power plants to work more efficiently, seriously reduce the emissions from coal, and do what they can to offset greenhouse gas emissions until technology is found that can clean up CO2. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.